Hi, my name is Myron, and I'm a Lutheran. I farm in rural South Dakota, in Cuyahoga County, in Henry Township. I have cattle, cow-calf operation. I used to have pigs, but I quit that about 8 years ago. Wheat, corn, soybeans, and oats. Of course, I put up hay for the cattle, and they got pasture for the cattle. Martin Luther nailed the 500 Theses to the church in Wittenberg or whatever, and pointed out all the things that were wrong with the Catholic Church. So I don't think he really wanted to start a new church, but the Pope and stuff didn't really care for what he did, so he's kind of forced into just going his own way. Change is good sometimes. Our Savior's Lutheran Church. It was a small rural church, and probably one of its strengths was that it was like a family. I mean, and we weren't related, but it was like a family. And of course, my parents, they were, my dad had been a member all his life, too, of the same church, so. And it closed because of dwindling membership. Farms got larger, so there was fewer people around. And of course, the older members passed on, and some of the younger ones, during the farm crisis, a few quit farming and moved away. When we closed, it was, I think we were on our last leg. I mean, there was a few Sundays where there was maybe six people in church. So it got to the point where you kind of felt like you were wasting the pastor's time, and maybe, you know, you're trying to do all the, you're trying to play all the instruments in the band, so to speak. You were ushering, and I don't know, it just seemed like it just was time for it to close. So it was kind of a relief to come to a bigger church where you didn't have to do everything every Sunday. Hi, my name is Myron, and I'm a Lutheran. I farm in rural South Dakota, in Cuyahoga County, in Henry Township. I have cattle, cow-calf operation. I used to have pigs, but I quit that about 8 years ago. Wheat, corn, soybeans, and oats. And of course, I put up hay for the cattle, and they got pasture for the cattle. Martin Luther nailed the 500 Theses to the church in Wittenberg or whatever, and pointed out all the things that were wrong with the Catholic Church. So I don't think he really wanted to start a new church, but the Pope and stuff didn't really care for what he did, so he's kind of forced into just going his own way. Change is good sometimes. Our Savior's Lutheran Church. It was a small rural church, and probably one of its strengths was that it was like a family. I mean, and we weren't related, but it was like a family. And of course, my parents, they were, my dad had been a member all his life, too, of the same church, so. And it closed because of dwindling membership. Farms got larger, so there was fewer people around. And of course, the older members passed on, and some of the younger ones, during the farm crisis, a few quit farming and moved away. When we closed, it was, I think we were on our last leg. I mean, there was a few Sundays where there was maybe six people in church. So it got to the point where you kind of felt like you were wasting the pastor's time, and maybe, you know, you're trying to do all the, you're trying to play all the instruments in the band, so to speak. You were ushering, and I don't know, it just seemed like it just was time for it to close. So it was kind of a relief to come to a bigger church where you didn't have to do everything every Sunday.